Perhaps one of the more noticed components of the recently approved and signed 2018 Farm Bill is the legalization of industrial hemp.
Industrial hemp is the world's standard fiber that's found in contempt due to its psychoactive cousin.
Yet as Michael Bowman of the National Hemp Association notes, industrial hemp, although a member of the cannabis family, has negligible amounts of the compound that gives marijuana its reputation, and more importantly, has a historical precedent as a prominent American crop until about 80 years ago. Now he sees opportunities for economic growth for producers through diverse value-added products.
Many claims will say there's 25,000 uses for this plant. I call it food, feed, fuel, fiber, and pharma. Pharma with an F.
I'm Rod Bain. And coming up, perspectives on industrial hemp historically and its potential economically. That's the subject of this edition of Agriculture USA. Industrial hemp production and products in our nation goes back as far as colonial times, according to Michael Bowman of the National Hemp Association.
In colonial America, if you were a farmer with more than 10 acres, you were required to grow, to set aside 10% of your land for hemp production, for fiber and textiles and paper, and you could pay your taxes in hemp as well. In 1862, we had 16 million acres of hemp being grown in the United States, according to the U.S. Census.
And by the late 1930s, the future of hemp was so bright that popular mechanics called it the next billion-dollar crop in the U.S. And
Henry Ford had already developed his hemp plastic car that he envisioned would be run on hemp biofuels.
But then Prohibition in 1937 via the Marijuana Tax Act and declaration of industrial hemp as a controlled substance like its cannabis cousin marijuana in 1970 literally halted growth of this crop in our country. But as Bowman explains, there are differences between the two, even though they are part of the same plant species, especially the psychoactive constituent of cannabis.
What delineates the two worlds is the amount of THC that is in the plant. If you're below 0.3% THC, you're considered industrial hemp. And if you're above, you're considered marijuana. That's the way they're regulated at all the state levels and globally.
Years of effort to legalize industrial hemp as an agricultural cash crop led to two watershed points in recent farm bills. The first, in the 2014 Farm Bill, led to language known as Section 7606.
Any state where it's legal and where there's a permit process in place and there's oversight by either a state department of agriculture or a land-grant university, you are allowed to grow hemp for research and commercial purposes.
Then, this December, passage and signing of the 2018 Farm Bill into law, which legalized industrial hemp production. What does this mean for economic opportunities for industrial hemp growers and those developing value-added products? Bowman says, yes, in our country, there should be a return of domestically made hemp fiber for clothing, rope, and textiles. Also in states where industrial hemp is legalized, research has been ongoing in reestablishing it as a biofuel feedstock.
Ambassador James Woolsey is one of our staunchest hemp advocates from the fuel side because of the ability to produce copious amounts of ethanol and methanol from stocks. He has always felt like the hemp plant should be one of our crop options for particularly low-carbon biofuels.
And at one time, industrial hemp was used in our nation as a building material, which is being rediscovered.
Veterans were interested in using hemp and hempcrete, an old but new building product, to do some reconstruction in parts of Detroit. LA Trade Tech is looking at doing designs of hemp tiny homes and trying to figure out how to build homes in the LA area that can be reasonably priced using hempcrete as the base product.
Meanwhile, a wide array of new products have developed, growing consumer interest and demand. Those include
CBD oils. It's a very popular health-related product. I'd say the hemp hearts is probably the most popular market right now.
Hemp hearts, as components of the seed, have a similar omega-3 profile as fish oils.
Being driven a lot by the insatiable world demand for fish oil, we have a land-based opportunity for some of that.
Consumers are also driving demand of other value-added products.
Cake that's left over after the cold press of the seeds for the hemp oil. Extremely high in protein. We're doing some animal feed products. I've had a handful of discussions with a large organic grocery chain whose customers are consistently now asking for hemp-fed eggs, hemp-fed meat, hemp-fed X, fill in the blank.
And while Bowman admits that for some, past stigmas of industrial hemp remain, based on its history and future, there is great potential for economic opportunity for U.S. agriculture. This has been Agriculture USA. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.